Talk Shoe. Recorded live.
Well, again, I want to welcome everybody on the call tonight. We've got a really good group, and Walt Stickle has agreed to kind of give us a prelude to a planned up-and-coming talk show he's planning on having, I guess, on a weekly basis. I don't know what night he's planning on doing that, but he feels compelled to deal with creation. And so I am going to kind of back out and just turn this program over to Walt. And Walt, just feel free to take as much time and how whatever direction the Lord leads you. Brother, we're glad to have you with us. So I'm going to turn it to Walt. Brother Walt?
Okay, thanks. Larry, well, for everybody that's on even a call and maybe not in the room, you can go to Grand Design Exposed, and I have buttons. I have 40 buttons on the left, and the first one is the King James Bible, and the second one is God's Creation. So all you have to do is click on God's Creation, and you'll get this whole outline that we're going to use for this broadcast. Maybe it might roll over until next week, but anyway, I wanted to share some things, Larry, just before we get started. You know, a lot has been going on in the last couple months. You know, the country's been hit by two hurricanes. We had Las Vegas, and then we've had the fires. Like on the West Coast here, we had them in Montana, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon, and California. And then here lately, they had the two fires, the fires that started there in California. And, when I'm watching a video or something, I'll copy down on something what somebody will say, you know. And as far as, you know, I don't want to go down this trail, but I think it's really to understand creation a little bit. I mean, in other words, that, and especially the audience we have here today we're speaking to a group of elect children of God. And we're not to be deceived, and let no man deceive you. And so there's a lot of peculiar things that are happening on the stage of the world. And like on the fires down there in California, this fellow made this statement: there's nothing remotely natural about 15 major fires in 8 counties erupting almost simultaneously across 399 square miles in the middle of the night without even the sun to blame for the lightning, blame for the igniting the outbreak. And, you know, and then again, I want to, we're all on the internet. That's, you know, so when I make this statement, I'm not trying to be negative against the internet, but I remember making this statement to a friend of mine and it got into a little, but I call the internet the internet is the TV on steroids. And so there's so much misinformation. And I thought this fellow here summed it up in one little paragraph. He says, the internet we use to gather info and to research topics is and always has been theirs. They know what we are researching and they steer us to the direction they want us to go. So beware of the many wolves in sheep's clothing. And like I said, you don't want to start naming names but, you know, we have to sharpen our discernment. And this is the reason for really fully understanding God's creation. And the material, you know, the subject creation, you know, starts you know, in the first chapter of Genesis. And also, too, I want to bring us up to speed on what we all have been bombarded with. You know, that TV, and then when we got the internet in the 1985 to 1990s, that's when it started approximately. Mm-hmm. I mean, it accelerated. Then we got the smartphones, and you see everybody walking around with a smartphone up to their ear. You know, this realize, and I said last week, for the first time, I'm starting to really realize how powerful Hollywood is. And it's really Follywood. And, you know, when we watch a movie, TV, and we're seeing an image with a voice with it, that machine, that object is casting a spell. And only the ones that have the truth can decipher between. And it's so easy to drink the internet Kool-Aid. It's real easy. I mean, and everybody on this call has drank a little bit of the Kool-Aid. I mean, at one time or another in our life. So we're not immune to it. And so, you know, I've mentioned Follywood. I mentioned Follywood. I got a little, there's a poem written by a sister in Christ, and she wrote this, 2-3 years ago. And it's called A 3-Minute Confession. I'm not going to read the whole confession, but it starts, I'll read a little bit down to where she mentions Follywood. We sing, God bless America. Well, how can that be when we've taken down his laws and rewritten history? We choose our pleasures, amusements, banqueting, until fat, a nation of plenty, yea, a nation of this and that. Where are the morals this country grew upon? And where are the voices united in one song? God won't bless a nation where no righteousness is found. And God won't bless a nation where a society has fallen down. Check out the corners of every street in the USA. We don't have solutions big enough to cover the decay. Standards so low became the line we crossed over forfeiting our faith. Will God really bless a nation in an hour that's so late? Let's start at the top, where our judiciary sit, soft, peddling laws that only protect the guilty, costly gym jails with big revolving doors letting out the criminals worse than they were before. And the leaders that we elect, they march to a different tune when they get in. How can we hold their feet to the fire? They're all become double-minded. They've all become a liar. The government school system teaches a religion of evolution that only leads to greed. It's me, myself, and I. Who cares if they can't read? We're a proud nation. We claim to have conquered the moon, but where is our compassion, killing our future citizens while they're still in the womb? But don't worry, because those that steal their way will fill the gap. You can be sure a nation with no borders will vanish from the map. As we sit for hours in front of the time robbing, watching the Follywood squares, as they dictate to us on how we should act and what we should wear. Crime, drugs, pornography, alternative lifestyles reel out of control. Reserved for the wind, and we're all losers when they find a murdered child. I'm going to stop there. It goes on, and you can read the entirety of this on button 39 on Grand Design Exposed. But the author here calls Hollywood a follywood. And the definition of folly is a dictionary definition, is a lack of good sense, our normal prudence and foresight. Criminally or tragically foolish actions are conduct. Evil, wickedness, especially lewd behavior. Now, what's God's word say about follywood? Proverbs 14:18. The simple inherit folly, but the prudent are crowned with knowledge. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Proverbs 26:11. As a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Proverbs 14:18. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Proverbs 14:24. The crown of the wise is their riches, but the foolishness of fools is folly. Proverbs 13:16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth upon his folly. Proverbs 15:21. Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Now this is the definition of folly given to us by the Word of God, and it matches exactly what we're going through today, with the Hollywood also being exposed and coming to the front this last couple of months. And in Ed Henry's book, the title of the book is The Greatest Lie on Earth. I really feel that it is the greatest lie. Water runs downhill. Evolution comes from heliocentrism. So does psychology, Freud. It comes from heliocentrism. If we had the Reformation in the 1517, we're coming up on the 500th anniversary of it. What did men like Martin Luther and John Calvin say about heliocentric? This is Martin Luther who weighs in on the matter. There is talk of a new astrologer who wants to prove that the earth moves and goes around instead of the sky, the sun, the moon, just as if somebody were moving in a carriage or a ship might hold that he was sitting still and at rest while the earth and the trees walk and move. But that is how things are nowadays. When a man wishes to be clever, he must needs invent something special. And the way he does, it must needs be the best. The fool wants to turn the whole art of astronomy upside down. However, as Holy Scripture tells us, so did Joshua bid the sun to stand still and not the earth. That was a quote from Martin Luther. And on the firmament, Martin Luther makes the quote, "We Christians must be different from the philosophers in the way we think about the causes of things. And if some are beyond our comprehension, like those before us concerning the waters above the heavens, we must believe them and admit our lack of knowledge rather than either wickedly deny them or presumptuously interpret them in conformity with our understanding." That was Martin Luther. Now, here's a quote from John Calvin. "The Christian is not to compromise so as to obscure the distinction between good and evil, and is to avoid the errors of those dreamers who have a spirit of bitterness and contradiction, who reprove everything and prevent the order of nature. we will see some who are so deranged, not only in religion, but who in all things reveal their monstrous natures, that they will say that the sun does not move, and that it is the earth which shifts and turns. When we see minds, we must indeed confess that the devil possesses them, and that God sets them before us as mirrors in order to keep us in his fear. So it is with all who argue out of pure malice and who happily make a show of their imprudence when they are told, "That is hot," they will reply, "No, it is plainly cold." When they are shown an object that is black, they will say that it is white, or vice versa. Just like the man who said that snow is black, for although it is perceived and known all to be white, yet he clearly wishes to contradict the fact. And so it is that they are madmen who would try to change the natural order, and even dazzle eyes and benumb their senses. You see, this subject that we're starting, it starts with creation. It starts with the first verse of the Bible, and God created heaven and earth. And you know, I know in my life, even 3 or 4 years ago, I couldn't even bring this up to some of the people I was fellowshipping with. I remember one fellow, when I brought up that there's two theories, he was historical. He just hysterical. He just blew up. And he says, "Don't you ever talk about this again." It doesn't do any good to name names, because this is common. This is common. This lie has captured the minds of every university and every seminary in this country, in this world. So this is a very, very important subject to be talking about, because it kills God. We're just haphazardly going through space at 66,000 miles an hour, spinning at 1,000 miles an hour at the equator, making one revolution around the sun. And the reason what made this one fellow go haywire with me, as I said to him, the only people that get really angry are the sun worshipers, because they have to have that sun in the center of the universe. And so with that, you know, we're going to start a little outline of a study. It was this study here came to Sister Carol. There's lots of Carols in this world, so I don't have to tell the last name. And she can't get angry at me, because there's lots of Carols. And so, you know, it came about because I've seen her Bible. It looked like it's, I've never seen a Bible that's been used as much as this one. She had notes all over it. I mean, I'm not taking any credit for it, but I said to her several times, you know, you should put this down and write it down. Because she, you know, and so that's how it came about. And then I had it and I typed it into the computer. Well, there's a lot of mistakes. And she edited it and I edited it one more time. And then she sent it. Then she had a professional edit it. And so, but we're always open to any other edits. I mean, but anyway, that's how this came about. And it really doesn't matter who wrote it, because we're going to start with the title of this is God's Creation, Are a Commonly Devised Fable. All scripture is quoted from the Authorized King James Version. As believers in Jesus Christ, we believe the Bible is the inherent, infallible Word of God. Now she takes us to Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Now, I wanted to comment. This is something that I every time I hear somebody say planet Earth, the hair on the back of my neck stands straight up. But I've learned something, and so has Carol. You know, give you an example. Carol just got done reading The Sovereign Grace, written by Arthur Pink. Arthur Pink calls the Earth planet Earth. But when he wrote that book, his focus on that book was sovereign grace. And it was at an era when creation and evolution had not come about. This attack, this evolution started, I missed it, but it started in the 60s where they started teaching evolution. And so, are we going to, and I remember one fellow told me, if we talk, we have about 10 different items, and we disagree on one, well, are we going to throw the other 9 out? Absolutely not. And also, this has taught me, because I check myself when I hear learned men, very men that know that Bible more than I do, scripturally, they're more well-read than Walt. But this is the reason why. When you go back to 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God. You know, if you do a search in the Bible on the word earth, it'll come up 987 times. Word planets is in there one time, plural, and it's referring at the time, I think it's in Kings, it's referring to sun worship. And a planet, the definition is a wandering star. This earth is not a wandering star. See, it's more important today than it was in Arthur Pink's time. In the era that he grew up, the people were not being, they were taught creation. And I have listened and had the opportunity to be around young people that have been indoctrinated in this evolution, and it takes God out of the picture, and they are godless. That's one of why we see the fall that we see around us today. And so, with that, Larry, and I didn't mean to say do you have any comments on the word?
Well, I think that you did a really good summation of why it's so important that we have a format or a form on TalkShoe to delve into this subject. I don't think that Edward Henry would have written a 600-page book and entitled it The Greatest Lie on Earth if he had himself, through his research, experienced the same thing that you've just said, that this is something that is now paramount. And all you have to do is go on Facebook and see how people who are professing Christians get totally, totally bent out of shape and angry, even if somebody presents an alternative view to a heliocentric view. They become enraged, they become angry, they become defensive. A lot of it is social peer pressure and so on like that. Maybe you could address that a little bit, the implications of what I'm talking about when I say that, and you could maybe address the issue with NASA and that whole thing, but the aspect
well,
of
I
peer
have
pressure.
A,
go ahead.
That's a real good question, and I tell you, God has given me a testimony on that, because you know when I was bouncing down an interstate back in the 1990s, and I first realized an author, I was listening to a lecture, and he brought out that there was two theories, creation, and our geocentric and heliocentric. But I think this is a real good example that, you know, so when I used to talk about this, I was kind of bashful, and I've been pasted a couple times just for bringing it up. But my friend, brother Dave up in the San Juans. Now, Dave, you know, he wouldn't tell you this, but Dave went to college and he got straight A's. And when I first met Dave, you know, and we'd get into conversations, I don't know how many conversations he'd take me to evolution, because as soon as he got into college, you know, I mean, you know, he was around, he couldn't raise a peep because you were scorned. I mean, you were literally attacked. But the interesting thing about this, it took me back. I said, Dave, you know, after I said, where did you learn about heliocentric? And he said, you, Walt. I mean, this has been 2-3 years ago. And then he shared with me. He plainly said this. He said, Walt, the reason why heliocentric, geocentric never come up in the classroom is because the hook had been firmly sighted. Heliocentric, our children and in the world today is heliocentric by default. If anybody's got a computer, you know there's all kinds of browsers, but you have a default browser. You can only look at one browser at a time. And they did not even allow, they didn't bring it up, out of sight, out of mind. You see, in this transition, we've got a lot of very learned men, and I'm not going to bring up the names, but every single one of these creations ministries teach heliocentric. And in other words, but are we going to, I mean, I've watched some of these creation evangelists and ministers. Man, I've learned an awful lot from their research on evolution. But it wasn't until I had a book by Marshall Hall, The Earth Is Not Moving, and he connects it. I should have a link to it. I'm going to be doing a page on creation and get some research links to this, because this is very important. Marshall Hall passed away in 2013, but he connected it to the Kabbalah and the Talmud. Comes from the Kabbalah. Even thinking about this broadcast today and to share it, because you see, Walt isn't, you wouldn't call Walt a scholar, but I'm talking from my heart, what God has written on my heart. You know, I watch a lot of this. I used to fly radio control gliders, and I'm a pilot, course, I didn't see nothing when I was flying. But it was, I'm going to tell you something, the horizon's always straight. And the same thing with, I watch a lot of these miniature drones they put cameras on them, people take them. I mean, they get fantastic pictures, you know. And that horizon, every time I see that horizon, just straight as can be, you know. And then when you, as high as you go, now you've been up in the balloon at 130,000 feet, that horizon is straight. Now, I don't have to say the Earth is flat, because I don't want to join the flat Earth movement. I'm a child of God. I believe in the sovereign grace of Jesus Christ. And God is the creator. And so there's a lot of mysteries I have in my life. But I have the answer in God's word. And that's what we covered with the first verse, the 2 Timothy 3:16. All scriptures is given by in the inspiration of God. And we have and I'm like anybody else, when I hear these learned men stand up and defend, heliocentric, these men have been through seminaries, colleges, you know, and so, you know, but I'm thankful that I've had the opportunity to share my heart, because everybody, when you understand God's creation, you realize how it's been distorted. I mean, it's been completely just, and they did it with Follywood. They did it with NASA. I don't want to get into that at length, but you know, NASA is notoriously assisting Satan's agenda. And if you do a Google search on notoriously assisting Satan's agenda, you will come to chapter 19 of Ed Henry's book, Freemasonry. What was the title of that? Freemasonry and NASA, excuse me. But, you know, I don't want to go, you know, but I think I wanted to take a time when I thought about talking about this. I want to lay the importance of how this has changed the mindset. And see, I'm 73, and I remember when Star Trek, Star Wars appeared on the TV, but I never could buy into it. I mean, I not buy into it. To me, it looked like some fiction to me. But I'm going to tell you, it isn't that way to the young people that have been. We've had three or four generations that have been pumped. I mean, this NASA, and every time do a Google search on globes, statues, and men, and man, it'll light up. And the thing of it is, you know, we're going to go through this. This is 22 pages, and we're going to go through here verse by verse and with scripture and cover this. So anyway, Larry, do you have any comments or anybody else like to comment?
Well, I would say that if one of the first psalms that I was required to learn when I was in first grade and memorize was Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and the night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle with the Son, and I'm not going to go through, but I would highly recommend everybody reading that 19th Psalm. But this is a declaration of what you've just stated, that when we come against the biblical doctrine of creation, what we're saying is, we're saying the heavens are not declaring the glory of God. The firmament isn't showing us his handiwork. There is no way that creation is speaking to us. And we're also denying Romans 1, which says that you can look at creation and see the eternal Godhead. We're denying all of these things. So there is a linkage between creation and the affirmation of it. And when we deny it, we're not denying just creation. We're denying the Creator. And I think that's what you've really been saying.
You know, and I also, we have to realize, I learned this from another pastor, John Weaver. I listened to some of John Weaver's sermons. And you know, he says this. He says, you can't, be careful, he says. Don't judge a man. When you're studying a certain era in history, you got to understand what they were going through at the time. You see, in other words, like the Civil War. You know, the Civil War. I mean, a lot of people are real quick to make it, you know, to condemn this or that. But they don't know that what was the era that they were living in, and that's the same way with what we are today. I mean, we're living in a generation. It started right after my generation, but we've had four or five generations that have been completely hammered, and the evolutionists will tell you, you know, they want to teach it as fact. In other words, as the little group we have here, the children of you know, elect children of God that have had their eyes opened, eyes to see. I mean, in other words, I think it's good for us to talk about it, because to see how far things have gone. I mean, I've said this weeks ago. I said it to myself all the time. I think we're a lot further down the road than we want to admit. And so this is a very, very, it's very important. I mean, because in other words, when I step out of into town or go to a bank or God is not in, is completely out of their minds. I mean, they've taken God with Follywood, and Follywood is, I mean, I'll tell you, when I was driving, I realized, I heard Tex Mars one time interview this author, and he wrote a book on Disneyland, and was uncovered Disneyland. I bought a whole case of those books because I realized that how it had affected my daughter. It completely swept her away. You see, it puts them in the magic kingdom. No, in other words, it takes them out of reality. And it's so, you know, the mass media, and we have the last 3 or 4 months. From the start of the year, I mean, this country has been just pounded, and the media cast a spell on you. And that's why it's important, why we should talk about this, because, you know, we got every time, we have to have our guard up. You can't be pushed over if you prepare, if you're braced. But somebody can come up behind you and just give you a little push, and you'll fall right flat on your face because you're not ready. And this is the thing. And what it does for me is I see how grandiose God's creation is versus what man is trying to tell us. You know, but
well,
so anyway,
I
Larry,
say, Yeah, I would say, just to add to guest five, has been following you, you know, very closely and has given us some very comparable scriptures. She says the verses that Walter referring to, the verses that he's referring to is 2 Kings 23:5, and then Hosea chapter 10, and Zephaniah chapter 1. Well, I went back to 2 Kings, verse 23:5, and I'll just read it. This is really interesting. It says, "And he put down the idolatrous priest, whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense in the high places in the cities of Judah, and in the places round about Jerusalem, them also that burn incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to all the hosts of heaven." Okay. And then if you go back to, I'll stop there. But anyway, I'll just refer you to those passages, 2 Kings 23:5, Hosea chapter 10, and Zephaniah chapter 1. Go ahead, Walt.
Okay, we're going to continue. This is 22 pages, and we've covered one verse and the opening statement. But after 2 Timothy 3:16, all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God. The text says, God has preserved his word throughout time and history for all generations. And that is the Holy Spirit, which gives the measure of knowledge and wisdom, not of ourselves. And that's Psalms 119:90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Now to text. It is my prayer. I would not add or take away from God's holy word, and through scripture share with you what God has shared with me through his word. The true shape this world is in physically and spiritually. Let scripture draw the picture it is written. The Bible teaches there are only two belief systems in the world, the truth and the lie. Read what God says. He said it. He wrote it and he meant it. Genesis 2:16-17, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in that day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Genesis 3:4-5, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes will be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And you can see that in the heliocentric. You see, the heliocentric model mathematically works. In other words, giving an example, the 24-hour day. The earth is not, this isn't the way God created it, but this is heliocentric. This is the way man tells us the earth is. The earth is 25,000 miles in circumference, so it has to spin at 1,089 miles an hour to make one revolution for the 24-hour period. And then the earth wobbles, you know, to make the seasons, you know, but that's what man says, you know, versus what God. Let's read and what is written. Let God's word paint the picture. Starting first by exposing opposing the lie of Satan, Satan's lie of globalism, changing counterfeit and twisting the word of God is nothing more than a repackaged lie of sun worship. Worshipping the creation instead of the creator. Globalism teaches the earth is a round sphere which rotates around the sun. The term heliocentric where the sun is the center of the universe, started around the 15th century based on lies and theories of men collaborating with Satan, who has recruited many agents to assist in his grab to control the whole world. And it was the Copernicus Revolution. It was Copernicus that got it started, and then it was handed off to Galileo, Sir Isaac Newton. And it didn't take off immediately. You know, it's taken these nearly 500 years to get it to be the default belief, where if you say anything besides it, you're ridiculed. Globalism has a foothold on the inhabitants of this world who have believed in this lie for over 400 years with one purpose, an evil mind of hatred towards God and his creation of mankind, to discredit and destroy the Word of God, the Bible, and to take as many as he can to hell with him. Yes, hell is real. It is the neither part of the earth, the lowest part. Jesus spoke 15 times on hell, and to destroy God's crowning creation, man made the image of God himself, the great counterfeiter, Satan, destroyer and deceiver of the whole world. Isaiah 5:14, therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoices shall descend into it. Ezekiel 31:17, they also went down into hell with him, unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm that dwelt under the shadow in his midst of the heathen. Revelation 12:9, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast with him. Two things to remember while reading the confession of truth is that it's the creation of truth. And maybe it also, you know, like I said when I was talking today to the, I mean, you know, we can always edit this. So we're the author and myself are always open to, you know, to help, to be able to edit. But Satan is a real spirit. Read it below. A fallen spirit, an angel of darkness, who is able to transform himself into the angel of light, using every available soul and technology to promote his lying agenda by commingling and collaborating with those who reject their creator. And boy, that has been so prevalent, especially in our era. Isaiah 14:12-20. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will take the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroy the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, every one of his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as the remnant of those who are slain, thrust through with a sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trotted under foot, thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of the evildoers shall never be renewed. 2 Corinthians 11, 13, 15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Continue. The second key that darkness is a negative existence. Physically and spiritually, darkness is spoken of negatively through the Bible. It is a negative entity that cannot be measured. No up or down, no boundaries, no heaven can be found. Chaos, confusion does not create. Chaos and confusion does not create, but destroys and brings death. Satan's mode of operation, that's Jeremiah 13, 16 to 17, give glory to the Lord your God before he caused darkness and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while ye look for light, he turn it into the shadow of death and make it gross darkness. But if ye will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and mine eyes shall weep sore and run down with tears, because the Lord's flock is carried away captive. Ecclesiastics 2:13. Then I saw that wisdom exalteth folly as far as the light excelleth darkness. I'm going to read that one again because the word folly there, see. Then I saw that wisdom excelled folly as far as light excelled darkness. John 9:4-5. I must work the works of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 11:9-10. Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walketh in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. Continuing the text. The father of lies, Satan, has been lying and warring against God since the fall of man, which he caused to take place in the Garden of God, Eden. There, Satan beguiled his first victim and introduced a mind control by desire and opinions to disobey God's word. Ezekiel 28:13. Thou hast been in Eden, the Garden of Eden. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardis, the topaz, and the diamond, the beryl, the ox, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in this day that thou was created. Genesis 3:4-5. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. The beginning of worship, back to the text, the beginning of worshiping the creation instead of the creator started with sun worship, which is called globalism. 2 Kings 23:5. And he put down the idolatrous priests whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense to the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places around Jerusalem. Then also that them also that burn incense unto Baal, to the sun, and to the moon, and to the planets, and to the host of heaven. Keeping the two keys in mind, that Satan is real and darkness is a negative existence and cannot be measured in distance or time, because darkness has no boundaries, no one for no up or down, no heaven can be found. The continued lie of sun worship, globalism, is that the sun is the center of the universe, the only source of light that illuminates the earth and eight planets, all eight named after diabolical gods and gods in small, you know, small g. One big star, the sun, being the only source of light throughout the vastness of endless darkness, a rotating nucleus furnace using exaggerating numbers of distance and time, which no average person could challenge. If you say you believe in creation, in the Creator, then you must believe in the divine order of creation. The sun was created on the fourth day, so it cannot be the main source, the only source of light on the earth. Based on science falsely so-called, and false theories of men, me has the right idea. We have all been beguiled before this lie until God calls us out of it. 1 Timothy 6:20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. I'm going to stop right there, and I just want to say too, there one of the YouTubers I know Robbie Davidson, he made a documentary on scientism, and he's in scientism too. He's got another one coming out. But what we see in the world today, and what Robbie is pointing out in both his documentaries, is, you know, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science falsely so called. Again, with the modern day technology, the era that we live in is, you know, scientism is a religion. So anyway, that's what I got for this week. Larry, you want to make some closing comments? Okay, Larry, maybe you're muted. Okay. You're there, Larry?
Me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I think you did a real good job in preparing this coming talk show. Do you know what night? Do you know when you're going to start your call?
No, I don't know exactly, but I maybe in 2-3 weeks.
Supposed to let us know. If you have that often, be sure and send us the links I can send out there.
Okay, you're breaking up, Larry. I may be.
Okay, is that any better?
It's better.
No. Okay, well. Okay, I'll try again. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
I'm sitting here. I really wonder how smart these really are. But anyway, I want to thank you for coming on tonight. We're going to leave the line open for those who want fellowship. Moses' psalm in Psalm 90, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. So, Walt, thanks for coming on. I'm going to end the broadcast, but I'm going to leave the lines open for those who would like to fellowship. So with that,
okay.
Walt, I will end the broadcast.